I am so here for the misfits, rule breakers, rebels and mischief makers. And I want to see you succeed in life, however that looks for you.
Hello, it's Zoe, coach, creator and mischief maker behind the Mischief Movement podcast, your weekly inspo for people looking for more hell yeah in their life. I'm on a mission to help you rediscover that rebellious streak, find your confident inner badass and stop holding yourself back from the amazing life you've been dreaming of. Join me each week as I discuss mindset, share stories, or develop strategies, sometimes alone, but most often through interviewing adventurous, unconventional guests who are shaking up the status quo, living life on their terms, and impacting the world by doing things differently. Not long ago, I woke up one day and thought, this isn't the life I'd imagined for myself. I felt disconnected and unfulfilled, but I set my intention firmly on adding more fun, getting out of my comfort zone and becoming curious about what truly lit me up. And then magical things started to happen, including this podcast. As that famous quote goes, she remembered who she was and the game changed. I've always loved the word mischief because it's cheeky, playful and a little bit rebellious. And that's exactly what I hope this podcast brings to the table. Let's rewrite the rules, throw two fingers up to society and do more of the things we love. So I'm here to empower you to boldly rebel against the ordinary and support you as you design a life you don't want to escape from. If you feel called to activate your own adventure and make unconventional your new normal, I dare you to jump in with me.
Hey there, mischief makers. I hope your week is going well. I want to bring you a short, snappy one this week. Because although I love the long conversations with my guests, I know that sometimes you just need that short, sharp hit of hell yeah that tells you what you need to do and kicks your butt into action. So this one is a bit of an ass kick. Now, over the weekend, a friend of mine sent me an Instagram reel to watch by Ask Vin, and I loved it. He knew I would, right? The message was this. Life is about amplifying your gifts and talents. Don't live a mundane, boring life because you value certainty over adventure. Find what's right for you, allow yourself to explore, and do what you were born to do. I just thought that that was so fitting for the Mischief Movement. And as I watched it, I had this feeling that, you know, this is what my work in this world is about, this message. I wouldn't say that that I found my purpose exactly, but I feel like I found a message that gets me excited and fired up and a way of communicating it through this podcast that brings me joy and also like a goal to strive for in my own life and career. And the more I reflect on this, the more it makes me wonder, like, what would it take for someone to hear this message? And I mean, really hear it and take it in and then act on it. What would it take for this to activate you in your own adventure? I don't know if you've ever experienced a moment in your life where you kind of thought, is this it? Is this as good as it gets? Or maybe this is not how it was supposed to be. Have you had that? Because I know I have. Did you listen to it? Or did you just dismiss it because it's too scary to listen to that voice? Brendan Burchard, who's a coach, speaker, and author of the best-selling book, High Performance Habits, says, as soon as you can accept that voice, a confrontation is required. There's a decision that needs to be made right now. But lots of people feel that knowing. They understand that the feeling happened, but instead of exploring it, they just shut it down and say things like, but yeah, but I'm fine really. And, but there are so many people who've got it worse than me. I'm sure I can get by. I can endure it. And then Brendan asked this question, which I'd like to share with you today. What's wrong that you've been enduring for too long. He suggests that there's a set of things happening and we have to choose how to change it, because how we are and how we live our life always comes from our ambitions, our mindset, our habits and our relationships. So we're going to have to shift something, and we have to find the courage to say, I want an extraordinary life. I thought about that. I think there's a lot of guilt around feeling that way. But I'm here to tell you that it's okay to want it. It doesn't mean that you're always unhappy or you're ungrateful. It means that something in your life isn't working too well and you'd just like to shift that. I know that sometimes well-meaning people around us encourage us to play smaller or not get our hopes up. They can even make fun of us and our ambitions because it makes them feel better about themselves. You might be made to feel like an outsider or a misfit. I know I have felt and still feel like that sometimes. But please make that decision to live an extraordinary life. Because by choosing it, you are allowing yourself to aim higher, to be authentic, and lean into the things that you love so much. The training that I watched with Brendan was 3 hours long. So you're pretty lucky. You're getting the distilled version, but it was a good one. He said that in order for you to choose that extraordinary life, your dreams must be greater than all the other things that are stealing it away from you, which are drama, distractions, and discouragement. Don't get caught up in those things, but focus instead on learning how to be resilient, emotionally stable and mindful, whilst giving your attention to your dreams. And if you're struggling to work out what to do next because maybe you feel a bit stuck, you need to spend more time on the path. I love this little acronym, so I wanted to share this with you now. Okay, so you've got P, A, T, and H. P means passions and interests. So spend more time on the things that you really love doing. A is for your abilities. So focus time on the things that you're good at. T means tenacity. So look at the areas of your life where you just don't give up easily, which interestingly might not be the areas that you really excel in, but there's something in the fact that you just keep going. I mean, you could take the podcast, for example. I'm not a genius at podcasting, but I love it so much. I'm not giving up. I'm just going to keep going. And there's something in that. H is for helpfulness. So if you don't know what to do with your life, serve more people. And I've heard this said by Jay Shetty too, and it's a great way to either help you work out what you like or don't like doing whilst building confidence and self-worth by making a difference to others. So that could look like volunteering your time, your energy. But it's also a great way to help identify where you should be focusing your attention. These four places are the ones to explore if your life feels a little bit off. So steer yourself right and get back on the path. Listen, I know it's not easy to admit to yourself that you want an extraordinary life. It's really hard to justify to other people because they most likely deny it or suppress these feelings themselves. This is exactly why I talk about rebelling against the ordinary. It's a rebellion because sometimes it feels so hard to be the outsider, to feel like you're the only one daring to say out loud that you'd like more. And, oh shit, what if I look ungrateful? What about the people in war zones or famine-riddled countries or suffering abuse? They are infinitely worse off than me. Yes, I get that. And please don't think that I'm immune to feeling their pain. I'm not. But you do have a choice. Don't you owe it to these people to shine your light and use your one precious life to leave some good in the world so you can create your magic, be the example, and then use these things to help them? Finally, I just want to say that if this is you and you feel alone or like nobody understands where you're coming from, I want to welcome you home. Please, please come and connect with me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I am so here for the misfits, rule breakers, rebels and mischief makers. And I want to see you succeed in life, however that looks for you. Let me show you that life can be good, that there are opportunities, that you can develop and grow so you can live your own extraordinary life. I'll be back next week with another amazing guest. So join me then for a longer conversation where we'll be discussing play and creativity. In the meantime, as always, keep making mischief. I'll speak to you soon.
Well, I hope you loved today's episode and it made you think differently, or perhaps nudged you into changing something in your life that's not working for you. I'd love to give you a shout out right here on the podcast too. So let me know what you think, what you'd like to hear more of, or how you've been inspired to take bold action. Let's keep in touch over on Instagram at The Mischief Movement, or click the link in the show notes to sign up to my Mischief Mail newsletter, where you'll get exclusive insights on upcoming episodes and your chance to submit questions to future guests. But shh, don't tell anyone, it's our secret. Please keep spreading the word about the podcast. You're doing such an amazing job, and I'm also super grateful for your 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, which seriously help my mission to inspire and empower more people like us to choose mischief over mediocre. Have a great week and keep making mischief. Ciao.